There are an increasing number of farmers in this nation who also have off-farm jobs. However, the farm can be just as profitable for them as it might be for a full-time producer. So how do you keep a farm well in the black, even if you can't spend as many hours on the land? The story is this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. Agrigold's new giant hybrid stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at agrigold.com. Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Dr. Beth Walker is a professor at Missouri State University's School of Agriculture. She and her husband, Weston, raise purebred Red Angus cattle and Dorper sheep.
We lean towards a low-input, high-production sort of farm. Now, low-input does not mean no input, and that's a lot of times what people get confused is they think that low-input means that you just kind of ignore your animals. Well, that's not true.
The goal is to maximize animal production and maximize the Walkers' time. They both have other jobs within agriculture, yet they've used business savvy to maintain a thriving production agricultural business.
For example, with our sheep, we do not assist with very many births, and same with the cattle. We don't assist with very many births, but the reason we don't have to do that is because we have found genetics that have been low input. We don't have very many calves that we have to pull. In fact, we haven't pulled calves in years.
She says it requires producers to fit their operation to where they live and how they want to live.
But with the sheep, we have found genetics that can handle a cold environment, and the Dorper cross can do that. They most certainly can actually handle sub-freezing temperatures and still have lambs that they can raise on their own. And so we've selected for genetics that fit our environment and fit our production.
Not only have the Walkers done a successful job of raising cattle, sheep, and goats, but Beth is also a noted professor on the topic of animal welfare and animal rights. Next time, we step inside the classroom to get her thoughts on how agriculture should respond to some of the claims made against it. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Dadeville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.